Hey, so it's 11:04 a.m. I slept for like 13 hours. I don't know what the fuck happened. I got home. I was so tired. But here we are, second to last episode for season one, maybe all for all time. I don't know. But who gives a shit? Things come, they go. That's how life is. And this show's not good. I say it time and time again. It hasn't gotten good. I thought it'd get good by now. Maybe I need to put in the 10,000 hours. I refuse to put 10,000 hours into anything. That Malcolm Gladwell, I don't appreciate his attitude. I don't know, trying to tell everybody how many hours we're supposed to put into stuff? 10,000. That's insane. How many hours did he put into coming up with that? He's probably going to say 10,000. I'm going to say, I want to see an account of all those hours. You better fucking lay out a spreadsheet. Maybe that's in his books. I haven't read any of them. I'm sure he's a nice person. I don't want him to hear this and feel like I'm really mad at him. Maybe that's how many hours I'm supposed to put in, but I refuse to. I will put in 5,000 hours, and if that's not enough, too fucking bad. Here it is. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. I understand they won a very big game yesterday, and good for them. And I'm sure my dad likes the Philadelphia Eagles, so whatever. I'm sure my dad was happy about it. And I'm glad a couple of them said they don't want to go to the White House. So whoever they are, they're my favorite football players right now. All right, let's look at the news. I don't know. That's what I fall back on when I have nothing else to say. Philadelphia fans set fire damaged property after Super Bowl win. Oh no, Philadelphia. Why would you do that? That's fun though. It's got to be. I've never done damage like that, but I have to imagine when you're caught up. That's why they call it the mob mentality. When you're caught up in the emotion, and you really and you start setting some fires and flipping over a car. That's got to be fun. But don't do it just because it's fun. A lot of stuff's fun. You can't do. Well, sure, it can't be that bad. It probably was minor damage. Everybody likes to play up that the Philadelphia fans are violent. And they are. But, so what? They won. You don't win without some. It's a violent game. How about that? It's not like they did it over baseball. When Phillies won the World Series, I don't think they set fires. If you don't want violence, don't make a violent game. Right back at you. Over 50 billion wiped of value of cryptocurrencies as Bitcoin drops below $8,000 again. Oh no. I bought all my Bitcoin at $15,000. I just lost a lot of money. It's all right. I'm rich as fuck. I don't know what's going on with Bitcoin. If you lost money on Bitcoin, I say stay in. It'll come back around. We're not going to be on real money that much longer. See. DPD courier who was fined for a day off to see doctor dies from diabetes. I don't know anything about that story. I don't even know what DPD is. That's the Guardian. Why is that at the top of the news? Toddler. Oh no, that's not. I saw toddler. I thought maybe. I should have known. When you see toddler is the first word, not fun news story. Almost never. Toddlers don't make the news for anything good. It's so I gotta It said found frozen to death on front porch. I mean, oof. That's tough. I don't want to read this story. Sorry to bring you into that one, but then I didn't want to just like not read the rest of it and leave you hanging. Super Bowl national security docs left on plane. National security for the Super Bowl. Well, the Super Bowl's over, so all the secrets can get out there now, I guess. The national security documents, it said, put a lot of police around the Super Bowl and then put people inside there and look for quote-unquote shady characters. That's the national security advice. Look for shady characters. You know, wearing sunglasses and a baseball cap, reading a newspaper, trying to cover their face with a newspaper during a... Nobody's reading this newspaper during the Super Bowl. They're at the Super Bowl. That guy's dangerous. I also find that people reading the newspaper at Subway's cops don't jump the turnstile in front of somebody reading a newspaper. Nobody reads the newspaper anywhere. Also, if they're wearing like a Journey t-shirt that's a little too tight for them, cop. Early Facebook and Google employees form coalition to fight what they built. Oh, so they're like, oh, we helped make these things and we didn't know. We just thought Facebook was going to be for poking. We didn't know they were going to collect all that poke information. And Google, all the information Facebook and Google has about all of us is, I would say it's scary, but I put all my information out there. I don't give a shit. The only thing they don't have is like my exact address. That they have my exact address, right? Not even Facebook. Maybe Facebook has it. Not that I put it in there, but they probably got it somehow. And then Google has it. But I don't know any other information. I mean, my searches. See, like the fact that I searched for how tall is Adam Schiff. Because Donald Trump tweeted, little Adam Schiff. I was like, that dude don't look little. How tall is he? He's calling him little. Did he just call him little because he's not obese? I don't know if Donald Trump is obese, but he's got to be. Obese is not that hard to get to. If you can see, if you look at somebody like, oh, that's a fat dude, they got to be. When I was heavy enough to be like, oh, look, there's a fat dude, I was obese. Just by the BMI. And it's like, oh, you're not that fat. Well, that's not morbidly obese. Morbidly obese is really fat. But I don't know how tall Adam Schiff is. Google didn't tell me. So Google doesn't have all the information. So what are these people, the privacy people? I like privacy, I guess, but then I say all my shit in public, so... If everybody just said all their shit in public, they wouldn't have to worry about the privacy. Because privacy's gone. It's over. Unless you don't have... You can just, like, not have a phone. You can still get by without, like, a smartphone and just have, like, a flip phone. And then not use Google for stuff. But I tried not using Google... I made it a day just using like Firefox and like iCloud Mail or some shit. Searching with DuckDuckGo. I mean, it's nice that they don't save your info, but it's just not right. Colorado Pot Scholarship Program enters third year with $750,000 in funding. So there, it's saving lives, or not saving, but you know, maybe someone who was going to not go to college went to college and then they became a doctor and saved somebody's life. Or maybe they were high in college the whole time and barely and became not like the, you know, kind of like barely scraped by as a doctor, and then they made a fatal mistake. I don't think doctors should smoke marijuana probably when they're being a doctor. Save that for the weekend. Or why did doctors should work mostly on the weekends? They want to have the same hours as everybody else. It's like you're helping people that work. Why not take off Monday and Tuesday? Man carrying conceived pistol stops attack. I said that yesterday. Oh, we're good. I'm going to get out of here. Sorry, this wasn't a good episode. Second to last episode wasn't even any good. Too fucking bad. I never promised any of them to be good. I thought they'd be good by now. I did say that. I was wrong. See you tomorrow. We love you.